You're with SBS Radio.
Alien Weaponry is a Maori heavy metal band. Its album 2 went straight to number 1 in New Zealand. Its success is an unmistakable sign of the resilience of the Maori language. But census data has shown that the number of indigenous speakers in New Zealand has fallen. Glenys Philip Barbara, the former head of the Maori Language Commission, is though optimistic about the future.
There aren't as many people speaking Maori as I'd like. I mean, around 2 in 5 Maori can have a conversation in Te Reo Maori, which is still quite low. But look, we've made huge gains since the days when we were at 2%. That was the 1970s. So we are steadily growing. And of course, without a proper command of the language, you don't actually have that in-depth understanding of your own culture.
Ko te kai taunaki Te Reo Māori ko Alana Thomas tērā, e whakapau kahana ki a pūioi o Te Reo I tōna kāinga.
Māori TV is publicly funded. Its presenters and journalists speak only in Māori. It's a far cry from when children were beaten or whipped for speaking their native tongue. Like many other New Zealanders, the Prime Minister, Jacinta Ardern, is eager to learn.
In New Zealand, there is a Māori proverb, He aha te mea nui o te ao. What is the most important thing in the world? He tangata, he tangata, he tangata. It is the people, the people, the people.
It's not too late for me, you know, and I'm chipping away at it, but the funny thing about it, I'm going to learn from my grandchildren.
Tutugaramu is a North Island's community leader. He didn't have the chance to learn Māori as a child, but believes the future of the language is safely secured in the hands of younger generations.
We've got these little language nests, and they're kohanga reo, the version of kindergarten preschool, but it's our version, and we speak totally te reo to our babies. When they're 5 years old, that's when we start teaching them to speak te reo. A lot of our kids now, they're all really fluent, so the language is coming back now. But I was a missed generation.
Aku moi moia, so my aspiration for the future, kia reo Māori te katoa, which means we all speak te reo Māori. Kia whai ora, ngā tangata katoa, so that everyone is well and healthy and living their best version of their lives. Kia tau te Māori o te hapori, which means that people within the community are living in peace.
Words such as kia ora, hello, and kai food have long been part of New Zealand English. It's hoped that by 2040, 1 million Kiwis will be able to speak basic Māori.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.